Today's shiur in Mishneh Berurah is Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Beis, and we begin on the very bottom of Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph with the last line, Sif Yud Gimel. We're still in Simen Samach Aleph in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. The Mechaber writes, Achar Pasuk Rishon, after you say Shema Yisrael, Tzorich Lomar, one is required to say, Baruch Shein Kvo Machus Ol Yoram V'ed B'chashoy. One should quietly, b'chashoy, say the words, Baruch Shein Kvo Machus Ol Yoram V'ed. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Nechav Tes writes, V'im Lo Amar, if you neglected to say Baruch Shein, Yesh Deos Ben Aposkim, Imachzir No So. There are different opinions as to whether or not this is Ma'akev, you have to repeat them, in order to be Yotzei the Shema, and he says, look in the Morgan Avram, and the Bir Halacha has a bigger discussion on this as well, Ayin Shom. B'chashoy, in Sifkot Lamed, the Mishneh Berurah writes, Kishikara Yaakov Avinu Olav HaShalom Levonav. This is the famous Medrash that says that on his deathbed, Yaakov Avinu called out to his children, and Bikish Lagalos Lohem Esaketz, and he wanted to tell them when Mashiach would come, when would be the end of days. Kiddersiv, Agido Lohem Esashi Yikro Eschem Biachris Hayom. I will tell you what will happen to you in the end of days. And suddenly, V'nistalko Mimenu Shechina. He lost his Ruach HaKodesh, he lost his Gilui Shechina, v'lo hinachto legalosu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give him permission to tell his sons what would be the end of time. Amar Levonos, he said to his children, Shema yesh b'chami sheinu hagun, maybe one of you is inappropriate, one of you is not proper, and that's why I've lost the Ruach HaKodesh. Pasku kulam yamru, so they all responded to him together, collectively, all the Shvatim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Listen, O Israel, listen, their father, understand our father, that we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Pasach Azok, King Yaakov Vinu immediately responded, V'yomar, Baruch Shein Kvod Machusol Yolam V'ed. So this is the Nusach that we say Shema, followed by Baruch Shein Kvod Machusol. V'yomar Rav Onan. So the rabbi said, should we say this out loud, or should we say this quietly? Hechi Navid, what should we do? Neimra, should we say it out loud? Lo Amar Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say this formula. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah, it says Shema Yisrael. It doesn't say Baruch Shein Kvod Machusol Yolam V'ed right afterwards. Lo Neimra, so let's leave it out. Ho Amar Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu said it, so what should we do? So therefore, the Chazal, we're masakin, tiknu lemor so b'chashoy, we say it quietly. V'hu heker, and this is a reminder, this is understanding over here, she'enu min ha-parish ha-ksuvu b'torah, it's not part of the parish in the Torah, however, it's a reminder that Yaakov Avinu, rak Yaakov amaro, Yaakov Avinu did in fact say it. In Dirush footnote number 20, he brings down Shem Lo Kivein Baviras Baruch Shein Kvod Machusol Yolam. If you didn't have Kavana, Tzorich La Omer Shuv B'Kavana. You have to repeat it, just like you have to repeat Shema Yisrael. If you didn't have that with Kavana, that one sentence, so too Baruch Shein Kvod Machusol is also Kabbalas Olmachus Shemayim. If it's accepting the yoke of Hakadosh Baruch Hu upon yourself, and if you don't have it, say it with Kavana. You have to repeat it. Shebichlal Pasuk Rishonu, it's part, so to say, of the first Pasuk of Shema. He says, however, that's Davka if you didn't start V'yohavta Eitz Hashem Lokecha, the next words in the first paragraph. Im Kvar Hizchil, then the Bir Halacha writes, Eino Tzorech L'Hatzer. Tush footnote number 21 adds, he says, that this medrash about Yaakov Avinu is actually brought down from the Rambam, which is a little bit strange, even though it's not the derech of the Rambam to bring such a gadita in his sefer. So Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer brings down and explaining the Rambam says, Kavanas HaRambam Ein Hadvorim Kitam LaHalacha Elohim Perush Geder Amiris Baruch Shein Kvod Machusol Yolam. That's because over here, he's not telling us a halacha, but he's explaining to us what the words of Baruch Shein Kvod Machusol represent. It's not just Shevach, Elochelik Bekabolos Olmach HaShemayim. It is a part and parcel of the acceptance of Olmach HaShemayim, which is what all the Shema is about. And it's like Ukanias Amen Al Yichud Hashem. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and then we say Amen to it, that's essentially Baruch Shein Kvod Machusol Yolam V'ed. Dishu footnote number 22 brings down that why is it so strange that if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, we shouldn't say it. He says there are many things that we say that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't specifically tell us. So therefore, the tzlach is brought down. He explains that the kpeda is shalol hafsik b'emsa kriyashma, that we're concerned here about making any interruption in the kriyashma, which was authored by Moshe Rabbeinu, all three parashios, of course, in the Chumash and the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, and to interrupt that with something else, that's already a concern. Rav Yashiv, however, questions this tzlach, and he says, if you're not allowed to say it out loud, how is it not a hefsek if you say it quietly? And therefore, Rav Yashiv explains as follows. He says in the Kavanah of the Gemara, when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, Hainu kishenemarnu b'kol, anu osim etzasmo ki'ilu anu b'gdera yoser gavol mimoshe. We're making ourselves as if we were greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, but we can. Just Yaakov Avinu said it, so we're greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, we don't want to appear haughty, and that's why we say it Balachash. And he explains further that on Yom Kippur, when we're like the Malachim, so then we're allowed to say it out loud as well, because we're not then human beings, and it's not an aspect over here of Gaiva. And he adds, that's why in Ona B'Koach, at the end it says, Baruch Shein Kvod Machal Sol Yom V'Ed, you should also say that Belachash as well. However, others disagree and say that one can say that out loud. And it's brought down the name of the Arizal in the Kavanos, that he did say it Belachash as well. That brings it to Sif Yud Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Sarech Lahafsik Ma'at, you have to make some slight interruption between the words Bein La'olam V'Ed, at the end of Baruch Shein Kvod Machal Sol Yom V'Ed, and the start of the Ahavta, the next paragraph of Shema. Why? To separate between the Kabbalas Machu Shemayim and the Shema and the Baruch Shein Kavod Machu So and the rest of the Shema, which deals with different aspects, different mitzvos. The Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Lamed Aleph adds what we said before, that Baruch Shein Kavod Machu So Lilom V'Ed is part of Kabbalas Machu Shemayim, and therefore that's why there's a pause after Baruch Shein Kavod Machu So. Tisha footnote number 24 points out, therefore, that when one says Baruch Shein Kvod Machu So, just like with Shema, one should be standing still, one shouldn't be walking. The Ramah then adds, and he says, Hagah, v'yesh lahavsik v'posuk rishon ben Yisrael Hashem. When you're saying Shema Yisrael, you should stop there after the word Yisrael, and have a slight pause before you say the word Lashem. Then, ben Elokeinu Lashem Hasheni. And then, after you say Shema Yisrael, pause. Hashem Elokeinu, pause. Hashem Echad. That's the way you should say it, with a slight pause in between. Kadesh Shei Nishma, so it should be clear, the meaning of this important paragraph, this important sentence. Shema Yisrael, understand Jewish people, Israel. Ki Hashem, Hashem, who is Elokeinu, who Hashem Echad, there's one God. All the aspects of a Kodesh Baruch Hu are really all one. And that's brought down the name of the Rokeach. V'yesh lahavsik ma'at ben echad l'baruch. The Ramah then adds that one should also have a slight pause at the conclusion of Hashem Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, slight pause, before you say Baruch Shein Kvod Machu So. Because the Iker Kabbalas Ol Machu Shemayim is in fact Shema Yisrael and not Baruch Shein. So you have the pause after Baruch Shein because that's still part of Ol Machu Shemayim, but we also separate in between the Ol Machu Shemayim, between the more important first part of Shema and the secondary Baruch Shein Kvod Machu So Yom V'Ed. And this is brought down in the name of Yavu Dra. Siv Katan Tezvav, the Mechaber writes, Sorech Lahavsik Bein Hayom Al Levavecha. In the first paragraph of Shema, we say the word Hayom Al Levavecha. And also, when we say Hayom, Liavoa, Es Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Levav, B'chol, B'chol Navshecha. So each time you say the word Hayom, there has to be a pause. Shelo Yeinira Hayom V'lo L'mochar. So it shouldn't appear like only today you have to do this. Hayom Al Levavecha, but not tomorrow. Hayom Liavoa, Es Hashem Elokecha, but not tomorrow. Another understanding is given by the Mefarshim, who explained that when one says the word Hayom, it should be like it's fresh in your eyes, that you just got it today. It's not, as we pointed out in previous Shiurim, something that's stale and regilus. I just say it, but you should feel fresh, and that it's brand new, that you're as if you're getting this fantastic decree from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this edict, this personal message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to you right now, today, Hayom, fresh. Siv Katan Tez Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Sorech Lahafsik Bein Nishba La Hashem. When you're saying the words Nishba and Hashem, La Hashem, you have to have a pause in between. Why? Kidei Lahatim Yofi HaAyin. So you shouldn't not properly pronounce the ayin. Ashkenazim have trouble pronouncing an ayin. We don't make much of a distinction to it. Sfaradim have a more guttural sound pronunciation for the ayin. But an Ashkenazi also has to have a clear understanding that the word Nishba has an ayin sound at the end. It shouldn't sound like a hey, which would mean Nishbal Hashem, that we're captives to Hashem, as opposed to we're sworn to Hashem, in allegiance to Hashem. Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Sorech Lahatiz Zayin Shel Tizkiru. When one says the words Laman Tizkiru, one should make sure that he properly pronounces the Zayin over there. The Lodish Tama, it shouldn't sound like you're saying Tizkiru, being rewarded. Oh, Tishkiru, like you're lying. And make it appear like you're a servant serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu only in order to get reward. Likewise, the Zayin Uzchartem shouldn't sound like Sa, but it should be Uzchartem. It should have a clear Zayin sound to it again for the same exact reasons. Sif Yud Ches. The Mechaber writes, one furthermore has to pronounce Yad Gish Yud Sho Shema Yisrael. One should be careful that he says the Yud of Yisrael clearly. Shalot Tibala, it shouldn't get swallowed up. Shalot Heroe Aleph, and it shouldn't look like a Israel. V'chein Yud V'hayu, likewise the Yud in V'hayu, the lowly Shtama V'ha'u, it shouldn't be swallowed up as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Beis explains, Hashulchan Aruch Nokat Bahani Psuke, why did the Mechaber write specifically these words? There are other Yuds in there. He says, Hu Adin B'chol Kriyat Shema. The same is true for all of the words of the Kriyat Shema. One has to be careful to pronounce them properly. Yerushalo Lahav Liyah HaOsios, one shouldn't swallow up letters. And not mistaken them, have them be mistaken for different letters like the Tizkiru, Tiskiru. He go, furthermore, he gives examples. Pasuk V'yahavta shouldn't sound L'yore K'mi Shekore V'yahavta with a fe instead of the vase. Well, L'vavcha, Navshicha, Modecha. All of these are mispronunciations, replacements of the right letter with an incorrect pronunciation of the wrong letter. And anything like this. And this is true, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'chol kriyashma yizor likros, b'mitun kol teva v'teva v'nei atzma. One should be especially careful to say each word separately by itself, slowly. And to pronounce each word the way it's supposed to be pronounced, the accent on the beginning of the word, the accent on the end of the word, a tof or a sof, a bays versus a vase, etc., etc. And in this way, he will complete all 248 evarim of the guf that we talked about the other day by each word of the Shema being pronounced correctly and properly. And v'chein nirali b'sivkot and vav, as we've already spoken out, as well as in simach Samach Beis and the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Aleph over there, who says that this is all l'chatchila, but one would be yotze even if one didn't do this properly. But this is the reason why every single shul says Shema a little bit more slowly, and why the custom is to wait for the Rav. It's actually not something to do with covered for the Rav. However, it's because the Rav is presumptively saying it at the correct speed. And therefore, when people wait for the Rav, they should realize, why am I waiting? I should also be saying it slowly, so we all finish at the same time that the Rav finishes. And that is the idea over here, where the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah, the Nosei Kelim spend so much time on the different and proper pronunciations of the Shema in order to make sure that we're mashlim, kol resh mem ches, Evarim, that we complete all the 248 limbs that we have with our proper recitation of the Shema. Furthermore, Sif Yud Test, the Mechaber writes, Tzorech Litein Revach Bein Vichora and the word La'af, the Lolish Tama Vichoraf, which would be again a blasphemous type of a statement. So again, there are many Sidurim that point out their pauses, they have a Mesig, they have a little straight line to show you're supposed to stop, they show you the trop to show you where the accent is on the word, whether it's Mil-El, Mil-Ra, the beginning of the word, the end of the word. They also show you whether it's a Shva-Nor or a Shva-Noch, which we'll talk about in the next couple of Seifim, but the bottom line is that one should be very careful and spend more time than usual in saying the Shema than in other parts of the davening. Although, as we'll see, these halachas apply to other parts of the davening as well. Sif Chof, the Mechaber writes, Tzorech Litein Revach Bein Teva Shetchiloso Kisof Teva Shelofanel. One has to be very careful when the last letter of the word and the first letter of the next word are the same. Kigon, for example, B'chol Lamed, l'vavech, l'vavecha, lamed. So it begins and ends with the lamed. If you don't pronounce it carefully, b'chol, l'vavecha, it sounds b'chol, l'vavecha, as if there's only one lamed there. Likewise, al, l'vavchem, b'chol, l'vavchem, esev, b'sadcha, v'avadtem, mehera, hakonof, p'sil, eschem, me'eretz, etc., etc. That's what the Mechaber gives as examples. The Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot Lamed Gimel gives additional examples. And he says, you don't have to actually pause in between the words. You just have to make it clear that when you say b'chol levav v'cha, it sounds like there's two lamids, one lamid at the end of b'chol and one lamid at the beginning of levav v'cha. makof bein tayim. You have to have some sort of a separation between the words, ki velo makof tzorich lekros b'chol b'cholam. You have to have the separation, otherwise the word b'chol with the komatz would instead be b'chol with a cholam. The issue footnote number 26 brings down, again, Reb Chaim Kanievsky over here, that b'dieved, there's no point in repeating this over here because you already were yotze, as this is b'dieved, acceptable if you didn't do it correctly. And therefore, one should not repeat them if you've already said it, albeit incorrectly. Siv Chof Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Sorech b'chol Aleph sha'achar mem lahafsik b'nam. Whenever you have the last letter of a word being a mem and the first letter of the next word being an aleph, you have to be very careful to also pause between them. For example, kagon, v'limadetem osom, ukshartem osom, v'samtem es, urisem oso. The Ramah then adds, uzchartem es, v'asisem es. Why? Shlo yeh nire kikore mosom, mace. Because the mem and the aleph together could be a terrible thing. For example, you say vilimadetem mosam, you should teach them to die. Ukshartem mosam, you should bind their death. So one has to be very careful with this run-on of these two words. In Sivkot Lamedala, the Mishnah Berurah writes, bringing down the Elyu Rabbah in the name of the Shalah, Duhu adin b'chol aleph sh'achar mem, tzorech lafsik. This is true all the time. Kigon, vavartem Elohim acherim, vishtachavisem lohem. So you have the word vavaretem, and the next word is elokim. You have elokim, and the next word is acherim. It's also mem and an aleph, even though it's not meis or mosam. Einechem asher, zonim achariyem. Elokechem asher, leelokechem ani, elokechem emes. All of these are examples that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. And he says, gam koteva shetchilos aleph. The Efshar Shlo Yagishena b'mifta, any word that begins with an aleph, and if you're not careful to pronounce it properly, you'll be mistaken. Kigon also needs a hefsik. Tzorich hefsik. Kigon asher onochi mitar artzuchem v'otzar es asher Hashem devarai eile v'yomer Hashem el daber el mitzvos Hashem asher atem v'chol ki agadim, and any other examples that you can come up with yourself. And then he adds, Gam kol teva shchilosa yud, tzorech ladgish b'mifto. It begins with a yud. You also have to be careful in its pronunciation. Shlo yera kilu nimsheches achar hatevo shlofneha. So it shouldn't be subsumed in the word before it. Kigon pen yifte. It could be mistakenly pen yifte. Lo yera kilu kore pen yifte. O pen ifte. And likewise, v'chein v'tevas yirbu v'chol ki haigabne. One should be very careful. Bottom line is, one should really be careful to see the words inside, because that's the only way you can possibly remember not to make the mistakes that we just outlined. That concludes today's shiur.